The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Yeah, but even at Taco Bell, like, it's like sprinkled cheese or like artificial cheese sauce. It's not just like a slice of cheese.
But are you going to knock him down a star in Zagat's?
I mean, yeah.
I am yelping about this immediately.
No, go on Reddit, actually. That's probably Reddit.
What a Zagat's pull.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I mean, you took Nancy to a server. It happens.
Who?
You.
She was 22. Believe me, if I'm going to look, she's going to have a donk on me.
That woman had a very nice physique.
She was joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I am totally riding with the Pats.
All right.
The more and more I look at it, the more and more I'm confident that they could be a playoff team.
Well, you need some help in the division.
All right, Courtney, 6-1.
Yep.
Could it be done?
Ride it.
I mean, it's like Greg's 82-0. Anything is possible.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Greg, can you be honest? Do you shoot hoops by yourself near Echelon in hopes that Kate and Christian will come over and play one-on-one one day?
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning.
What up? What up? What up? Curtis, it is cold out this morning.
Yeah, that's what happens this time of year, no matter how much you run that gas-guzzling truck.
Yes, but we've been, I feel like we've been lured into a false sense of security. Where
you mean as a Celtics fan?
It's been, where do you want to start? Celtics or Bruins?
Good news or bad news?
I mean, Bruins.
Yeah, Bruins would have pulled, they pull one off.
They did.
Yep.
They basically gave Jim Montgomery a reprieve last night. Thank goodness.
Thanks,
Celtics,
pasta.
I like the Celtics are, I don't know how, you got a half milli, as you would say, Wiggy, on the line when it comes to your group one game and your the in-season cup, and you put up a dismal effort last night.
Well, I think it was what the Jaylen Brown said after the game. It's just like they're at the point now where they feel like they can just roll the ball out there and beat anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
and that don't work.
I guess they look, maybe they looked at the fact that the Hawks didn't have Trae Young and we're missing a couple guys, and we're like rolled into it like we're the defending champs. And
but 15 at one time.
I also don't think that you had Tatum at full strength, even though he had 20 in the in the win, but or in the loss. When you looked at him on the court, when he was running, it didn't look like he was at full strength. I didn't think.
Yeah, but I mean that doesn't Jaylen Brown put up, what do you have,
37.
Mm-hmm. They got outboarded.
Turnovers
on the offensive boards. They had 20 turnovers.
Yep.
It was like all around just not the kind of effort that you want to see. And maybe it's a Celtics Wednesday, so Mega will be here at 9, and maybe we'll talk to her about whether or not these guys are like Joe Mazzulla and they just don't care about the cup and the in-season tournament.
I don't care about the cup, but they had 20 turnovers, and then they didn't get back on defense to make sure that they didn't get anything off the turnovers. They had 19 points off of the turnovers.
I think they look at it and you could kind of like, you could see it in basketball. It's a random Tuesday night in November, and it's one of those games where you're up 15, you feel like you could just, you know, flip the switch and give credit to Atlanta. They were able to make some plays, and I think that's their issue. It's the regular season's so long, and I think sometimes these guys, they check out. It ain't like football where every game is, like, so critical.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but they were up by 15 with 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Like, close it out.
Yeah, 15's like, nothing in the NBA, though. Nowadays, 15 to 20 points is nothing.
But you're right. They're up 15, and then they take their foot off the pedal. Right. That's the issue.
Yeah.
So
I don't have concern with the Celtics team.
I do have concern with the floor. The lime green was absolutely bothersome last night.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with more of a Hunter green, as I shared on my Instagram, and then was immediately abused for an hour and a half about the size of my television. When is that going to? When is the size shaming on my television going to end?
When you get a new
Curtis,
TV,
right? That would be 1-800 Samsung. And I'm not always right. I'm often right. The in-game in-season tournament is going to be done in 5 years.
You think so?
Over. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Who cares about getting another $500 million for these guys? Tatum just bought a team in the WNBA. Like, it's, I don't know. The whole redoing it, maybe go back to the lab and come up with something new. This is not going to stick.
I was reading yesterday, somebody in the NBA, like from the marketing side of things, said they like the addition of the alternate floors because it oftentimes last season reminded players when they were stepping onto it that they were participating in the in-season tournament.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So
if you need to tell everybody what's going on, it's probably not sticking.
This is Chris from Worcester. Chris. Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, yes. Hi. Hey guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just like, I got on the bus to go to work. I work in the medical area. But hey, I called about the in-season tournament, which I don't like very much.
Yeah.
But I want to go back just because of the Best of Greg Hale show. You guys were talking about Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And in that whole area and ground round, that was me growing up. I lived in Framingham until I was about 13, 7th grade. Mm. And I walked over, it was called Bayberry Hill before Jordan Marsh, you know, built their big thing. That was all woods. Mm-hmm. And we, as kids, we'd walk over that hill and we'd go to Jack in the Box and get a taco for 10 cents.
Yeah.
You know, and Fun and Games was there and the big dome of Jordan Marsh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just nostalgia. And ground round, we'd go down there and eat peanuts. And you know, like you said, the Three Stooges, cartoons. that was just nostalgia for me, and I just wanted to thank you, Greg, for bringing that up.
Hey, listen, and the don't tell Peter this, but when I was a little child, we used to go to Shopper's World, and they had actual live reindeer out there.
Oh wow!
That you could you could pet, and I mean take a Polaroid picture with if you wanted to.
Jeez.
So,
and the big red guys there. Where were those guys from the Nutcracker? That they were tall. Yes. They were huge.
Yes.
The Nutcracker dude.
But wait, listen.
It was so fun,
Chris. You don't like the in-season tournament. You're like Curtis. You don't like it?
The reason. Yeah, I don't. I watched it last night, but it just didn't do it. It was like just a regular season game except for the green floor.
I mean, would it change your mind, Curtis, if they were playing for something? I don't know what they would play for. I mean, they're playing for $500 million each or $500,000 each. But
what if the $500K went to a lucky fan?
I still wouldn't think it'd matter. I mean, if you're not going to play for it, for you to go in your pocket or some of your teammates that sit on the end of the bench that look at it.
But what's the most viral part of every Saturday this year? It's the field goal with McAfee, the kids getting 100K. Mm. I don't know. I just, that was off the top of my head, so maybe we can do better. But if you're making $70 million.
Right.
Playing for $500K is like Greg playing for a free breakfast.
And you're only playing for like some of those guys that might be holding the end of the bench down. And it's, I still don't get like, so is it.
Or what about a TV for Greg? If they win, Greg gets a TV.
That would be, yeah, I think they play hard for that, especially if they've seen Greg's living room. I mean, that thing is.
It's an appalling thing, especially a man of your stature.
It really isn't.
Yeah, it is.
I got to tell you something. There's something off when it comes to the way you see it on Instagram.
But for you, Greg, to go after Wiggy's setup, which is spectacular.
I appreciate that.
And yours is like JetBlue adjacent.
Yeah, it's like.
Wiggy's setup looks like the set of a 1970s porno.
No, it doesn't.
Like, let's be honest.
No,
it does.
No.
But it was a good effort last night. You got very close to your TV to try to make it seem bigger.
I didn't want to be abused all night, but I was abused anyway.
Like, mine's look like, hey, the fellas would love to be over here watching games. You got a good Netflix and chill.
It's got a vibe.
It's got a vibe. Greg, yours is seriously, I want to help you out, bro. Yours is absolutely pathetic.
No offense. When I see you on Instagram in your living room, I feel like I'm watching a lost scene from Anchorman.
No. Like, mine's like, is like that. That's a people are like you're the person who the inside of your car smells, but you're so used to the smell where you're like, no, it doesn't. And everybody who gets in there is like, this thing stinks.
Did you say that when you look at Wiggy's, you get lost in a scene? Is that what you said, Greg?
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm in a lost scene from Anchorman.
Right. When I look at your screen, I'm lost as to where the TV is.
Yeah. Well, and then you got that weird thing next to it. Then the
that's not
the,
a weird thing. Then that's, the, a book, like, that's a bookshelf that DMs bought for me. Stop.
TV and decorated
stop.
Nicely.
The TV stand is like 6 inches away from the TV.
It's not a TV stand.
It's smaller than the TV.
You are like one step removed from like a shag carpet, though.
No,
like
no,
you,
no,
that's
Courtney,
the vibe that you're giving.
Stop it.
Listen, if we put all three of ours up,
I would win by a landslide.
Yeah. Yours is, what do you have? You have a TV.
A nice big TV.
Yeah, so don't I.
Well.
Yeah, my TV. How big is your TV?
I don't know the exact
dimensions.
My TV's
dimensions. Like 70 inches.
Ooh, yeah, I think mine is two. It.
Yeah, I got a TV. I got my full lighting. Like you, I got a fake fireplace.
No, yours is lighting. Mine's a fireplace.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know.
At that thing, Greg. Come on, man.
That is really.
It actually doesn't look that small in that photo.
Right. Thank you.
But everybody knows how big that wall is. That's the issue.
It looks like that's somebody's office.
Right.
Well, there's too much clutter. We've been over this.
Right. That looks like Ken's office.
What do you mean there's not too much clutter there? I have some important photos. I got family photos.
And then the shelves as high as the TV to the left of it. What are we doing?
What is that little thing underneath the TV?
I have no idea.
That's
what
like it has shelves in it.
No.
He's talking about like the ashes box. That looks like a box for ashes.
That's a Celtics humidor that I was gifted.
Okay. Wow.
Is that Ordway in there?
There's not ashes in it, Curtis.
Oh, boy.
That was a official Celtics humidor. That I happen to have in case I want to go outside where I'm not allowed to smoke and enjoy a cigar.
I say this would be the one time you could put the CGI filter on.
Curtis, that's where I get my Red Auerbach victory cigar if the Celtics win the game, which they did not last night. So, do you want to get Maria on quick?
Yes.
The great Maria from Watertown. Hi, Maria.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my Bruins point, I'm going to give a little shameless plug and say a happy birthday to my beautiful daughter today.
Oh, happy birthday
to her.
How old?
34 years young.
Fantastic, Maria. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that. But to the Boston Bruins, nice come from behind win last night. Mm-hmm. However, that doesn't change the fact that their special teams, both penalty kill and power play, are an abomination and an embarrassment.
They had four chances on the power play last night, and they went 0-for. So, yes.
And not only that, Greg, the St. Louis Blues scored their first two power play goals of the season against you. So, Wiggy, you say the Patriots are the get-right team for everyone.
Uh-huh.
The Bruins are the get-right team to fix what ails everyone else's power play woes. So I think they're just prolonging the inevitable when it comes to Jim Montgomery. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I don't see a situation where Jim Montgomery will continue to be the coach of the Boston Bruins going into the future, because I think inconsistency is likely the best that we can expect from this team this season. I don't know how we can expect anything more.
I think he got a bit of a pardon from the governor last night, but I think you might be right, Maria. So thank you for the call. Maria, always spot on when it comes to the Boston Bruins. All right, we have a lot to get to. There has been a storrowing this morning. Mm. Am I correct about that, Courtney?
You are at the Fairfield Footbridge. That is where the storrowing has taken place.
That's
so
Storrow Drive East. So
yes.
If you are on your way in to our beautiful city this morning, then I would avoid Storrow Drive, Storrow Drive East. There's another jackass who can't figure out that his truck is not going to fit under the footbridge.
It's dark out.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're right about that. All right. Leeds coming up in 10 minutes or so. And then they said it at 7, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will definitely discuss what Jim Montgomery said about Charlie McAvoy and David Pastrnak saving his job last night. Then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. That includes Would Wiggy Eat It? And why what a restaurant in New York is serving would most likely make your second grade teacher see red. So we will get to that and the rest of the news at 7:45. And I mentioned it earlier, it is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be here to talk all things Celtics after a loss last night in Game 1 of the in-season tournament. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The good news, the Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis. 3-2 was your final. David Pastrnak was the main story coming out of that one. He netted his fifth career go-ahead goal in the final 2 minutes of regulation to tie David Krejci for the second most in franchise history. Ray Bourque tops the list with 7. Here's what Pasta had to say about the game winner.
Yeah, I mean, what a crazy shift that was. It was a couple looks, you know, we had, and obviously McAvoy and Mason. We're doing their thing and kind of buzzing around and you know, they kind of collapse and the puck bounced to Charlie and for Pav, I think, kick it to him. And then it was all over to me and you know, I just shot it out as hard as I could.
It was also interesting after Montgomery was asked about it, and he's like, if I had a shot like that, I would do that every night. It's like, of course, I'm sure he hoped he could, but
right.
The bad news, the Celtics fall to the Hawks at home, 117-116 in group play of the Emirates NBA Cup.
What does that mean, the group? So now they got to win like 3 straight or something like that?
Yeah, you got 4 games, so right. I think that you've got to win. You got to beat the others to then get to bounce out.
Yeah, you're most likely not going to have a game at home, though.
Right.
So they hurt themselves when it comes to that.
All right.
I'm honestly so beat up by it. Can we just not talk about it? Like, I can't believe they lost game one of the in-season cup. My whole day's been ruined.
It's all over. It's over,
Like,
Chris.
What's the point? Let's just go home, play best of.
Yeah, I guess, right? Because remember, the Lakers were the inaugural champs last year, so and that
did the banner go up.
Yeah, that took them nowhere.
I think the Colts raised the banner.
The Celtics were a turnover machine. We talked about it at the top of the show in the loss. The Hawks were able to capitalize on that, scoring 19 points off the 20 turnovers. Jaylen Brown and Derek White had season-high points with 37 and 31. Jason Tatum did play. He had 20 points. Here's what Joe Mazzulla had to say about what led to the C's carelessness with the ball.
Their physicality, their ball pressure. Threw a couple passes on our heels. Their long, active hands, but just didn't. Some of the reads were there. We just didn't connect on the passes. But it's a credit to their physicality and their ball pressure.
It's a back-to-back for the C's. They have the Nets in Brooklyn tonight. Tip is at 7:30. We'll talk to Mego this morning at 9 about that. In weird news out of Boston College football, Tommy Castellanos will not play this weekend. He has stepped away from the team for a few days after being benched, according to Bill O'Brien.
Okay. Yeah. Like, is he a college football player?
Or what does that mean?
Sorry. I mean, you get benched.
Sick.
It happens.
Yeah.
So he's
this is weird.
So he let we'll be able to talk to Bill O'Brien about this tomorrow morning at 6:45. But I mean,
it's the new world we live in, Greg.
What are we doing, Curtis? What are we doing?
He has been one of their biggest flaws. Like at the beginning of the season, he was carrying them, but something happened. Courtney alluded to it after the they stormed the field of the red bandana night. I don't know. Grayson Allen's the future. I don't think he'll relinquish the job after this weekend.
Yeah. Well, BC will take on SMU on the road this weekend.
Okay.
In honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market are offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See store for details. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is freezing. It feels like 20 in Boston right now. The afternoon high will be in the...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mid-40s.
Well, heads up, the windshield may require a little scraping this morning. Maybe for the first time this fall season. If you live in the burbs.
Burb it up. Where
it was in the 20s last night in the burbs, Curtis, right?
Yeah, Ace Frio.
Okay.
I would say, Greg, I know you might not think that's your favorite song, but how do you grab your nose? That's such a nice rejoin.
I know that's for the people. I think Wiggy probably requested it. I'm not a fan.
Why?
It was a Shime selection, band based or a group based out of Atlanta, which the Celtics lost in lost to Atlanta last night. I figured it was apropos.
I would have preferred the Atlanta Rhythm section. if it were up to me. But it's not.
Is that an orchestra?
Should
have played Luda's Welcome to Atlanta.
That is a band that has had a great catalog and a lot of hits. Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Sure. He's old, Shyam. You know,
that's
old
correct.
People
I am
are not,
old. Yep.
Not
old,
big into hip hop.
Old people are what?
They're not big into hip hop.
No, I'm very much into hip hop.
No, you not.
You're very much into Eminem.
Right? Yes, that's it.
When we get to the news, we will, I believe, learn that also the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is apparently into the same kind of hip hop that I'm into, based on who they have nominated and who they haven't nominated.
Oh,
so
it'll be interesting.
We will get to that later on this morning when we get to Courtney in the news. It's a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be in here at 9, and we'll talk about last night's loss, game one of the in-season tournament. So Mego at 9. Before that, though, they said it coming up at 7. And Courtney brought this up earlier, but just a heads up, if you're driving into the city, there has been yet another storrowing. And so it's on Storrow Drive East. And the driver of said truck drove it right into a footbridge that apparently needs to be lit, like neon. Maybe we could do like neon around the top of the bridge, or we could have some kind of a loudspeaker system that is 24/7 screaming at the public that you cannot drive your truck under the bridge if your truck is of a certain height. Or maybe we could have a drone. I mean, we use a lot of drones. Drones are delivering pizzas to people in America and beer. Maybe possibly we could have a drone that swoops in and warns you when you're about to approach a bridge. I don't know.
What if we had one of those chains that shows you the limit of how tall your truck could be when you enter Storrow Drive, so you can get off before hitting any of the footbridges, but you know if the top of your truck hits the chain?
They have that, though?
Like, I thought they did have that at certain
but those
places.
Are on, they're already on sometimes.
Right.
Once you hit that thing, it's too late. You're already on
Like
Storrow
have it
Drive.
Further out as soon as you're getting on, so you have time to get off.
Get off the
exit.
I
just think that there's a better way.
Yeah, I just sadly, Darwin, I mean, just people are just dumb. Like, there's a million signs. You know, I'm sure the cars have that beeping thing when you're on the GPS and you're going on a road that you shouldn't be on. Like, you just, people are dumb and they're tired and they're overworked and it's late, or I'm sure they've been driving through the night if they're crashing at that hour.
I wonder what percentage of them are, that's a good point, Curtis, are out-of-state drivers. Like
I bet a lot of them.
You think most of them are?
Yeah. Because you think of some of them, they're like these older box trucks. So I don't know, Curtis, how much technology they have in there to beep. It's just the older box trucks that people have no, they're following their GPS and they have no idea where they're going. They know where they're going in the sense of following the GPS, but the GPS doesn't know the type of vehicle you're in, how tall it is.
I assume they might have something in the GPS where they're like, I'm a truck at this height. But maybe you're right.
I would say like certain trucks, you know?
Yeah, but I was going to say, can't you program or put it into the GPS program that it warns you and says, don't choose this route if your truck is over, you know, whatever height?
Yes.
I mean,
you're saying at the initial beginning, like when you go into like Google Maps or Waze, you put in your vehicle.
Correct.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to go that route.
And my guess is most of the people that do this are not professional truck drivers.
Right.
These are people that go to BU and they got the rider van and they're driving and they don't even know what they're doing.
They're like you, Greg.
How would you guess Joe Landry solved this problem when he was driving a truck around France in 1942?
I don't think there were footbridges back then. But remember, you were in that, like,
wasn't a footbridge to Normandy. There should have been.
You were in like a U-Haul truck.
Yeah,
and you almost made the same mistake.
Yeah, well, I almost went on the road. Like, I wasn't thinking about it until, thank God, I finally.
And you're from around here, so imagine, you know, most people, they're not from around here. By the time they realize that their truck's stuck.
All right, well, anyway, that may be an issue this morning, so be aware of it. Storrow Drive East. What is which footbridge is it?
Fairfield.
Okay.
Fairfield
footbridge.
And if you look in maps right now, it's backed up bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay away from that and let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
incredible pull. That is the late Glenn Frey and Smuggler's Blues, which I think was that on a film soundtrack? Was that on Beverly? Was that in Beverly Hills Cop, Wiggy?
No, I don't remember that in Beverly Hills Cop.
Maybe I'm just thinking of the video. It was a great video, great music video.
He had The Heat Is On from Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. What made you pick that song, Shime? I wouldn't even think you knew it.
Yeah, so I am familiar with Glenn Frey, and my lead has to do with Smugglers getting the blues today.
Oh, excellent. All right.
So I figured it was pretty appropriate.
Let's get right to it then.
All right, Greg. Well, good morning, everyone. There has become a rising problem with Parmesan pirates.
Oh. All right.
The Parmigiano-Reggiano Consortium has been concerned with the amount of cheese that has been stolen and counterfeited to the point where recently someone stole nearly $400,000 worth of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
And that's 48,000 pounds approximately. Apparently, governments don't punish quite as heavily when it comes to stolen food products as they do with like stolen luxury products.
Good news
and
for
so,
you.
Yep. And so that's why a lot of criminals right now are focusing on food-related products. And the cheese business is one of the major major things that's being targeted.
Really?
And so,
is this like organized crime? They are now going after the cheese wheels?
That is correct.
And
there's counterfeit cheeses everywhere. And so the Parmigiano-Reggiano Consortium has created...
Is this a consortium?
It is. They've created edible microchips in order to track and authenticate their cheese wheels.
Brilliant.
Wow.
What a brilliant strategy. So therefore, I'll use myself as an example. I could be shredding a little bit of Parmesan over some rigatoni with a vodka sauce.
You sure could.
And I eat my first bite, and all of a sudden, the authorities burst through the door because there's a chip going off in my stomach.
Right.
Yep. So they are able to track down the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They can find the cheese, when the cheese has gone missing.
Wow.
Is it stolen mostly in the wheel form? I know you love the cheese wheel.
Yes.
You are obsessed with the cheese wheel.
I love a good cheese wheel. It is stolen primarily in the cheese wheel form.
I see. Okay, so they just roll them out to the truck or
get a pallet of it, toss it out on a truck, and off they go.
I wonder, is the counterfeit that good where maybe, you know, it's like one of those counterfeits like where we don't know the difference. You have to have a trained eye to know, like, all right, this is the
counterfeit. I think it'll be a trained stomach or a trained palate, but yes, you're probably right about
that. Is nothing sacred anymore? I mean, really. Yeah.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that was the intent of a lot of bad apples was stealing the cheese.
I have a question for the room of very heightened palates. What is better... And something that is not as easily replaced, champagne or Parmigiano-Reggiano?
Parmigiano-Reggiano.
Yeah, Parmigiano-Reggiano.
And I love champagne, but it's Parmigiano-Reggiano.
I don't like champagne.
Is champagne a type of cheese?
No. Like the drink?
Like the drink champagne?
Right. Oh. Both are like from a region
specifically. Oh, okay, because I was like, champagne and cheese. I would want cheese all day long.
Yeah.
I don't even like champagne.
Right, yep.
Now, when... I think that when you're dealing with the drug trade, like cocaine, for instance,
okay,
oftentimes they will cut that with baby powder. Baking soda, something like that. Does this happen in the underground cheese world?
Oh, wow.
Are they stepping on their cheese?
Are they stepping on their cheese?
Yes.
And when that happens... Does somebody, some gangster, some mafioso say, who cut the cheese?
we got there.
Was that a long way to go?
Maybe put the height GPS on that joke. We'll get there.
The cheese heads know the difference between pure cheese and...
I wonder.
The cheese heads like, wait a second.
All right.
This is cut with something.
All right. Excellent, Shine. Thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
I have two leads. Both are quick. Would you want a Dumois lead about a guy I love or a quick power rankings of the Boston coaches?
Dumois.
So, my man, my favorite actor of all time, John Krasinski,
right.
was named Sexiest Man in the World.
Mm.
Really?
Right.
By People Magazine.
He's pretty sexy. Yeah. Yeah. I saw Glenn Powell also on that list.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ordway. And so that's a great event. You know, good for him. He's a good-looking guy, all that. Dumois, which is the place that Courtney and others have showed me where it's a A-list blind item site.
Yeah.
The message, or the subject, Sexiest Man Alive, the message, this A-list actor who was starting to fall from stardom was willing to pay millions of dollars to be chosen as 2024's Sexiest Man Alive.
What?
He knows that people are losing interest in him, and he thinks that spending money on this title is a good investment in gaining back some momentum for his career.
You can buy the Sexiest Man Alive.
I didn't know that. I don't like that.
You could buy interviews.
Right. I guess if you can, it's a good marketing strategy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why not? You're on the cover of that as the sexiest guy.
People will want to throw you maybe in a few movies or something. I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that was for sale.
Right.
I wouldn't either. But now, I mean, maybe they're giving us a window how the sausage is really made.
Yeah.
That would make sense why some years it's a random pick. Like Blake Shelton was one year.
And even in the Tiger Woods days, right, when they were fighting to get those stories in the newspaper, they did the catch and kill with the Men's Fitness, which was owned by National Enquirer. And he did this long sit-down about his fitness techniques as a means of getting the other story out of the Inquirer. So there's deals done all the time.
And, like, we didn't know that. I didn't know until it was all exposed that people who were speaking at, you know, the president-elect's event were being paid. So maybe this is something we're starting to see behind. Everybody now is paying or getting paid to do something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good strategy for him.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his last movie that he had out? The Quiet Place? I know
He was in Scarlet Witch or Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Right, right. He was in that. He was one of the
Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic.
Right, and I know he directed and produced the most recent. He wasn't actually in it, Quiet Place, so.
I thought that's where he was headed. I thought he wanted to be behind the scenes producing and directing more. So
he's done some of that.
Weird move.
Is he still doing that show on? Doesn't he have like a TV show where he on Hulu or something?
Oh, is he in Shrinking?
Jack Ryan or something?
That ended, but that was good.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't as good at the end as it was at the beginning.
I think
you're
right that he's in Shrinking on Apple, which is not that good.
Okay.
Oh, Santo loves it.
He does?
Yeah. I'm not like a big fan, but.
Did anybody take my recommendation on disclaimer on Apple or no?
No.
I watched the preview and it made me feel weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a movie?
No, it's a series.
Huh. Was it like a mental gymnastics type of show?
Yeah, but it's a mystery. I mean, it's a.
It was giving like Inception.
I'd call it like a psycho
thriller.
Yeah. Kind of thing. It was good, though.
I don't know. It's not
confusing like Inception or something like that.
You gave us that recommendation on that one weird TV show where they were all in the Alaska.
Oh, that was awful.
And then underground.
What? Oh, that was pretty good.
I don't remember.
Silo?
No.
It was like
End of the World?
It was something weird where rich people went to Alaska and underground.
Right.
And
that was great.
Yeah, that was very good.
What was that called?
It was so great. None of us remember the title.
That was not a bad
That was a very good recommendation.
Was it
End of the World something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It's like the guy's wife was there and some rando like
murder at the end of the world.
Something like that.
I'm sorry if you require a simple plot line.
Outer Banks.
Right. It's like half alien.
Sorry.
It made no sense. They had like no phones, then they had phones.
Yeah, sorry, there was no girl on girl action. Sorry.
That's huge in a series.
A little bit
of bumping and grinding.
We got to take a quick break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads next. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here with us at 9 after a Celtics loss last night and a disappointing one. And we will get to They Said It. I'm guessing more like 7:20 than 7, the way things go on this show. So in about a half an hour, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Jim Montgomery said last night about Charlie McAvoy and David Pastrnak saving his job, essentially. So that is all coming up on today's show. This is Bill from Newton. Hey, Bill.
Oh, Greg, man, are you spot on? Disclaimer on Apple. Courtney, do yourself a favor. It's 7 episodes. Kevin Kline, Kate Blanchett. It is a phenomenal show. The only thing I can tell you is make sure you're not watching it with any kiddos around, because there are some phenomenal sex scenes and you do not want little kids in the room for that one. As a matter of fact, I recommend watching that baby by yourself, because it gets a little crazy.
Not why I like it, but I will say I'm a little worried about Santo watching it because of his proclivity towards sweaters and what Kevin Kline's character does when it comes to the sweater bill, but I would recommend it.
Okay.
But I've been wrong. I mean, I was not wrong about the penguin, that's for sure. That recommendation was spot on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because I recommended it to you.
No.
So therefore, that's why you weren't wrong about that one.
I think Rich
Keith. No, I recommended it to you.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
You did not. Shime, you're going to get the penguin this weekend?
Yeah, it's my plan. I'm going to crush it all this weekend.
Okay.
All
right. I can't wait to hear what you think come Monday. There's one thing that happens, which is outrageous, and it should never have happened, and it nearly ruined the entire experience for me.
Is it about Butler?
No, it's not about Malcolm Butler, but it's just...
It's part of the show, man, and the reason why.
One thing that Oz does, Oz should never, ever have done, and it hurts my heart.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That makes me nervous.
Don't get nervous. Let's get to the rest of the leads, as many as we can get in right now. Courtney, hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning. A friendly warning for our friend Jackson this morning, because I saw this on the internet and I had to bring it up. There was a couple that took to the internet to ask the question of if they were crazy or if this has happened to anybody else. They posted it on a wedding forum. Let me just read a little bit of what they had to say. We just got married yesterday and we spent $60,000 on our wedding with a guest count of 270. We worked our butts off and pushed so many bills, rent, etc., only taking out a loan of $4,000 from my mom, and she's demanding it back by the end of the month. We received $3,000 cash and checks total from the cards only. We are freaking out and just really devastated because we would have thought we would have gotten at least $10,000. Lowest card amount was $10. We were supposed to leave on Monday for our honeymoon and we canceled it instantly after opening everything. Now, if you are doing a wedding as a cash grab... there's a bit of an issue there.
Thank you. I'm glad that is the direction you're going in with this. Like, who's having a wedding so they get gifts?
Right. And if you're having a wedding to be able to afford a honeymoon, just take that $60,000 or that $4,000 loan that your mom gave you and go on the honeymoon.
Preach.
Like, this to me was, I couldn't believe my eyes as I was reading it. And it's picked up steam on the internet of people going back and forth. I mean, giving $10 in your card as a guest is also a low blow.
All right.
But I mean, 270 guests, $3,000 cash and checks total. You never know what you're going to get. We're in this economy.
All right.
They're lucky they got $3,000.
So they want money. I like the idea of go having a wedding and say, keep the gifts and just, you know, put money in the card.
In this economy?
We used to do, as kids, when we had birthdays, we'd open up the card and see how much money would fall out.
I know you have a wedding coming up that you have to pay for. The money that is given as a gift doesn't go to you to pay you back. It goes to the new couple so they can start life off together.
Yeah, this was crazy to me. So if you don't have $60,000 to spend on a wedding, don't do it.
I mean, isn't that money at this point better invested in a home or something for a young couple?
Yeah.
I mean,
for the wedding?
Yes.
But then what? They don't. Oh, so you're saying parents give them money for a home?
No, I'm saying that the elaborate wedding, no offense, the elaborate wedding in which you're blowing a ton of money.
Right.
Is a bit of a waste of money. Like, I mean, it's the.
But remember, the dad's blowing.
Well, not in the case of these people. This couple is spending all of their money on their wedding, and people aren't enjoying it the way.
Greg, can you be honest?
Yeah.
Did you view Courtney and Santo's wedding as a cash grab, and that's why didn't give a gift?
Yes, that's why I did not give them a gift.
Yeah.
I do have a gift coming, though. I think you have 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think so, too. But also, if you're pushing off your bills and rent to pay to have a wedding, like that is...
Go get married at town hall. Like,
well, that's how weddings... Listen, I told you, somebody who's financing a wedding, weddings should be that the two people will get married pay for it. The majority of the cases, why should the dad have to pay for it?
Well, it sounds like you're speaking from experience at the moment, I'm because you are. You.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, it should be...
Your daughter deserves a great wedding.
No, I understand that.
Swans.
No.
Sweetheart, have you heard of the Optum Lounge? I got a hookup.
Because fireworks.
The wedding... Wedding is for them, so you're paying for something for that's for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.